B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It is time.
Woohoo!
And we call this Mike Missinelli the Bachelor?
Mike Mrs. Bachelor.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, now explain to people what you're doing here. Oh, look at that production.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So nice. All right.
We're going to have Natalie has them. We're going to have the first 10 contestants that are vying for your heart.
That's right.
And, as Natalie says it, we're going to have a statement, a random statement from each lady, just something they wanted to say.
This is their open. They're
speaking to me.
They're talking to you.
I told them to keep it very brief, so they all kept them all under maybe 9 seconds, something very short from each of the ladies.
Very nice.
All righty. So are we ready to begin?
Yes, we are.
All right. Mike, bachelorette number one is Jennifer Lawrence.
I get nervous that I'm going to say something, and then I'm nervous. I'm like, whoop, I better drink. That doesn't help.
Big fan.
All right, keep her in mind. Bachelorette big number fan. Two, right. Margot Robbie.
Why? And I was like, I just need it in there.
Yeah, you kidding me?
Look.
Really? Do I even have to comment?
No, you don't. Okay, we know how you feel.
All right.
Bachelorette number three, Emma Stone.
Well, that's good to know. It just all gets blocked.
Adorable.
Bachelorette number four, Scarlett Johansson.
You know, we shared a lot about our experiences. You know, we'd both been through a divorce.
Never hurt you.
Never does. Bachelorette number five, Anne Hathaway.
Juandre.
No. Juandre. And you keep going with them, and nobody knows you're messing with them.
You talk too much.
These are all for consideration. Bachelorette number six, Blake Lively.
It's a bit of a tough adjustment in our house, but it's good.
But you're making this really tough on me.
First crop's a good one.
I'm a huge Blake Lively guy. All right.
I know. Bachelorette number seven, Halle Berry.
I wasn't going to let that go undone. I posted something.
Still gold, but Halle might have a way of pushing my emotional buttons.
Interesting. You know? Bachelorette number eight, Jennifer Aniston.
Thinking about doing this, I sort of figured it was time to kind of understand the world.
Yeah.
Nice. Bachelorette number nine, Cameron Diaz.
That's really cool for you is that now that you started these... started the show, you get to see every single day, you get to see yourself. It's documented.
Tremendously unusually attractive, and she speaks to me.
Great quote, too. Mm-hmm. Bachelorette number 10, Miss Nicole Kidman.
But it was kind of strange having everybody lick me.
No. Stop it!
That's the first.
That was said with an Aussie accent. Save me here. All right, go ahead.
That's the first ten.
That's a pretty good crop, boy, right there.
Yes,
but I'm scratching a couple right off.
You can't do that.
Well, in my head, I am.
You can't do that.
You got to
keep an open mind all the way because you might be eliminating them. You don't know what the next 10 are going to be. You eliminate in order. That's the point of the show. That's why we said you couldn't eliminate anybody
yet. I'm going to have a really difficult time eliminating them.
You're going to have to. Use your heart, Mike.
Tomorrow at the same time, we will have our next 10 contestants. Hmm. And then on Friday, you will do your cuts.
Okay.
Here on Mikey Mrs. Bachelor.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, thank you very much. Wow, this is... Yeah.
You should think about some of the ladies you want to quickly eliminate. Are you just being superficial? Is perhaps that lady that could challenge and enhance Mikey Miss? Are you just dismissing her as out of hand?
That's right.
Based solely on looks not about what she just said?
I would eliminate solely on annoyance.
That works.
So it wouldn't be looks as much. Like, this doesn't have to be the most beautiful woman.
But I have a feeling the most beautiful one's going to win.
I think you might be mistaken. See, again, you judge me.
Right.
And you try to put me in a box, and I'm telling you, I'm a maze of mirrors.
Yes. That's, yeah.
Oh, it's good. I like the music. Music works.
Well, you know, that's
the Bachelor
music. That's the Bachelor music.
Yeah, we're doing what we can. Yeah,
we're doing what we can here. To do. We couldn't get all the ladies.
Limited production.
I reached out to a couple. They're married. I don't think people got it that this was for play. Like, obviously, Nicole Kidman's not leaving Keith Urban, but I don't think their people got it.
Well, she smacked somebody with a program the other night.
Well, she
did
not,
you see this?
No.
Yeah, they
want to play games.
It was an opera. Or did she get smacked? I forget what the story was. She was in an opera and somebody swatted her, or she swatted somebody with a program.
She was swatted.
She was swatted.
In a standing ovation dispute.
That's what it was.
Jeez.
She was swatted, and yeah, somebody swatted her with a program. See, Keith Urban, how do you let that go? Like, then you got to dig in somebody's rear end after that.
Yeah, you can't just swat somebody at the opera.
Keith Urban.
No opera swatting.
Keith Urban gave him the accent that he was offended instead, you know.
Yeah.
What was the story?
A 53-year-old man and a 67-year-old man were both attending the entertainment center when an argument broke out.
This is in Australia, right?
Yeah. But it doesn't... Let me see.
It doesn't... Yeah, they were standing extra long, I think, or something. And somehow...
What, the call of them were being a little rude?
They were loving the performance. They were standing.
They're not above a shun then.
They were standing in front of them and they were showing their appreciation for the cast. And these guys, I guess, wanted them to sit down. And then one of the audience members swatted Nicole with his program in his fervent desire for her to return to her seat. You can't just do that.
I'm telling you, if somebody swatted my Nicole...
Not be leaving that theater.
You can't let that happen, can you?
No.
But Nicole and Keith are both wrong. Sit down and show the people behind you can see.
It was over.
I get it. You can't be swatting my wife.
Well, you can't be swatting. But
I'm saying.
But what's Keith going to do? Beat up an old man? How old is the guy?
He's 53.
Keith, what's the other guy?
67, but
Keith. You can't do that.
Keith's around that age range. Yeah, you can.
He's not 67. He can't fight a guy that age. How old is Keith Urban?
If the guy wants to throw pamphlet.
At the very least, you got to grab him by the collar.
Keith Urban's 53, so I guess he could.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, what does it say about a country star that's from Australia? You already know that's shaky to begin with.
I know.
This is why you should eliminate her. Bad taste.
Take the pamphlet back and
Nicole might not win. I'm saying, to be honest
with you. If you eliminate people out of hand, I'm saying country singer, come on. From Australia, what's he know of a Nashville? What's he know of a grand old Opry? Nothing.
You don't know anything about Keith Urban. Come on,
he grew up in Australia.
So what?
He's born in New Zealand.
All right, so
you don't know nothing about a grand old Opry. He don't know, so he's out as far as country. Where's Conway Twitty when you need him? That's a real country star right there.
Conway Twitty.
That's a real country star.
Oh, yeah.
Conway Twitty. That's like a real country
that's
star.
Like Marlboro No Filter.
That's the kind of country I like. Give me that real country.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.